remember that we're each breaking out in stride, we're each advancing steadily. And we want to have that like positive can-do attitude that everything is coming up to serve the awakening, to serve the ascension, to serve the true life. The reason is we want to let go of the tendency to avoid, to blame, to, you know, like shake the cat, like the cages, like, aren't you listening outside? Like all of the dualism, all of the blame, all of the stop and stare, all of the turning it off and moving into an addictive state, all that is the past awareness. All that is the past sense. We want to really allow ourselves to feel that strength, to feel that power, to feel that victory, and allow the light to travel in. So there is, they're saying a grand explosion. So that clearing energy, that wheels on the bus clearing, that's occurring for the whole group now simultaneously. So you want to receive this. For anyone that hasn't been here, it looks like wheels on the bus as it starts. And then there's a lot of, I don't even know how to put words to this. But your job is to make true life happening. They're saying happening in like a verb, so that you continue to participate, that you continue to receive, that you continue to obligate yourself to your very best. We want to understand that we are the God consciousness, and we have to come along, agree with, accentuate, determine, self-determine. That self-determining prophecy is the explosion within. But we all have to stand up and be our very best. So when I'm standing up and being our very best on behalf of all, because we're all doing this together as one, it's sort of like our column of light, our tree of light, our halo, our branches. You want to feel the illuminated presence inside. So you can be tree of life, you can be column of light, like the column of light. You can be the 13, 14 feet spiritual being that you really are. But you want to allow that address. Here comes the clearing again. So that clearing is really clearing out the subconscious. It's really clearing out the past so that we can go into overdrive. Now, when they're saying overdrive, everyone just became an incredible light being of so much light, of so much, oh my God, like, I don't want to say, oh my goodness, because when I say, oh my goodness, it's the linear self that's responding to the light. And so they wanted me to point that out to everybody. It's sort of like there are two aspects of consciousness bringing this forth. And it, like for me personally, and they're saying that I'm really just sort of like the prototype for all of us. So when I notice that light well, that's what's going to relieve us of the past. That's what's going to heal any of those last blemishes, any of those last places where we have tried, we have done the therapy, we've done it all. And so what we're receiving now is the grace. In order to receive the grace, you have to receive it for all. You cannot hold back. You cannot have dualism. Grace for me, but not for that person because they didn't learn their lesson yet. That's not going to cut it. That's going to keep you in pain. So we're going to do this one more time, but we want to, all negative. I wanted to use the word communication, but they're exchanging that word for commotion. So anytime you've got the negative verbiage, the negative fallacy coming out of your mouth, instead of seeing it as communication, it is commotion. It's out of here. It's not helpful. It's just regurgitating the past. So here comes the grace inside. Now we're receiving the grace for the collective. That means all parts of the argument. The person on the other side of the legal conference table. It's like everybody, because it's all your consciousness. So you don't need to leave anyone behind. The reason someone gave you a problem is giving you a problem is they don't know their halo. They don't know their light. So we're about to enlighten them. We're about to let them know why. In other words, we're all ascending into grace. So this is happening in the collective. So allow your, how would I say this? Like, we're all receiving higher communication from our I Am presence. That is what we want to master well. Then when we start mastering it well, it's going to change our life. It's going to change our season. It's going to change our experience. And so, how would I say this? Like, all of us still have attachments. We have our favorite dining places, our favorite relationships, our favorite whatever. We want to allow all that to go. When they're saying go, it doesn't mean you're going to be left empty. It means that it's all going to be glorified. It's all going to be brought into higher faith union. So in other words, we don't want to be having any kind of activity where we're supporting the ego, where we're supporting the personality, self, desires, pleasures. It's not like we're not going to have pleasure, oh my goodness, but it's going to be from the right source establishment, where everything in our vicinity is a blessing. Everything is vibrating to the new currency. So some things need to be like thrown out, some things need to be upgraded, some things need to be turned around rightly. So whatever it is, come and enjoy. So in other words, allow everything in your atmosphere. Everything in your atmosphere, everything in your light is your consciousness. So what we're doing it is we're surrendering it to the highest notion, to the highest currency, to the highest Christ on board. Christ being our Christ equivalent. So again, the Christ state is what we're claiming, what we're, how would I say, almost like trying on for size, and it's like, oh, I got a little bit of weight to lose. So that weight is our power. If we can recognize we have a little bit of weight, we have a little bit of that congestion, we have a little bit of that dualism track noticing. In other words, we're still tracking, we're still picking up energy from that dualistic conceptual mind. And so what we're allowing is that to glow. So that to glow is opening up to a new station, opening up to a new assertion at last. You don't have to understand intellectually what we just said. What you want to do is agree upon it. So you want to remember your higher self knows where we're going, knows how to circulate, knows how to bring kindness to you quickly. So the quickness of it is we don't need a lot of time. We don't need to stand out. We don't need to wait in the long line because we already know the answers within. We're ready to receive grace. We're ready. It's sort of like, oh, we have the answer for everybody. Okay, go to the front so you can start distributing it. We're all at different, they're saying like wavelengths, meaning like we're all at different understandings of that. But on the higher level, we want to agree with this. Like I literally see us all like ready to jump out of a plane or whatever. Like we have all agreed with the ascension. We've all done it. We've all agreed with that last note. So we want to seal that fate. We want to be very clear about that because this is the soul group that is ascending. And so we want to allow that to occur in mass. So in other words, some of us are stronger in some areas, in other areas, we're all ascending. And so we all have access to it all. There's no favorites. There's no personality self. The more that we start feeling each other, the more we're going to start realizing that we're not just all together, we're actually all. All, everything we notice, everything we see, it's just our consciousness. We're all going to get there. But for right now, we want to agree with our higher selves. How would I say that? It's almost like a package deal. It's sort of like, here you are, take this. You know, it's got everything you need. It's got the whole thing. So as you receive with delight, you will be instructed. You will be supported. You will be self-relieved. Self-relieved is leaving the personality small self. Now that still has investments, scares, meaning fears, attachments. All that is being driven out. When they're saying driven out, it's sort of like your higher self is doing the driving. So we want to remember we're already at our first glow. Our first glow is there is energy inside your sacred heart that is illuminating, that is showing you, that is increasing in decibel, in velocity, in speed, meaning we're dropping the need for linear time. So how would I say this? It's like the more we can say yes to the new cycle, the more that we can say yes to the new currency, we're going to thrive. So that thriving, oh, here comes the clarity again. So that thriving is sort of like breaking out of the old limitation, the old constriction, the old boundary of consciousness. So just imagine like, oh my gosh, like there's more to go. There's more to, oh, look at that, I found a tunnel. Look at that, I found another entryway. Anything like that where you feel there's an opening, there newness, new consciousness, new exploration. The light is here. So that first phase of light is here. What we're learning to do is to press into it. What we're learning to do is to receive it. What we're learning to do is stand, here comes the clear. What we're learning to do is stand upon it and absorb it as us. We're not the mind, we're not the jealousy, we're not any of that lower consciousness stuff. We took it on for some, you know, we took it on for a period, but that period is behind us now. We want to feel that. We want to feel that behind us. We've already graduated. We're trying on the new assembly. We're trying on the new gifting. Receive, receive, receive. Follow your heart. In a moment of panic, go to your heart. Someone's going to use that very, very soon. Trust your heart. And so it is.